Today's Q106 morning show with Jackson and Steph. What are you so happy about over
there? I'm so happy because a few minutes ago when we were wrapping up Jackson and Steph's text trivia, the answer was 15% of Americans think it's very difficult to forge a signature.
Okay.
And we were reliving some times from our childhood forging signatures.
Oh, yeah. And I said that one of our teachers, Mr. Nedishine, we called him Ned, he had a very easy signature to forge. And if you planned on skipping out or being caught in the hallway, you would just get a pass and write his signature on the pass, and he would never ask any questions.
And I asked out loud, hey, if that teacher is listening, call us. Pick up the phone, Jackson.
Today's Q106. Who's this?
Yes, this is Nedishine calling back. Nedishine.
Are you kidding me right
now? Also known as Ned, I guess.
Oh, yeah. My gosh.
Yes, in Belleville, you were the shop tech ed teacher, correct?
Yes, I was for almost 30 years.
Wow. Yeah. Almost 30 years? And you had to put up with Jackson?
No, I never took any of his classes.
Wait, and you forged his signature without even taking his classes?
Because it was the easiest signature to forge.
Oh, my gosh.
And also, he was the coolest teacher around. Yeah, he's the shop teacher, you know? Like, he's worrying about you cutting a finger off.
Ned, did you hear the story Jackson shared a few minutes ago on what he did with your signature? Or do you need him to revisit that and share it to you now that you're joining us?
Yeah, I'd have to revisit that. Oh. My son just called me. He was where he works at. He says, you got to give a call back. They were talking about you. And I think there was a few years ago, too. I remember that, too, when you were talking about me.
Yes.
And I never got back to you. I think I was actually teaching then at that time.
That's probably a good idea. Probably good that you didn't.
Yeah, Jackson said he's so cool. And he did this with your signature. Listen up.
You were cool, and your signature was very easy to forge. It was like an N, like a cursive letter N. And I would frequently steal a pack of passes out of a teacher's desk because I had them laying on. I found actually a pack of passes in an old box the other day, and you would just put the letter on there, and then you could just run willy-nilly around school. And I remember too that, and not suggesting this, but if you needed to have a smoke break, you would just stand outside the tech ed room and burn a few Marlboros with with the tech ed kids.
The kids would sneak up to the greenhouse sometimes too, and then smoke things just to get away. And then, well, nowadays they got every place has a camera. Now you got to be more creative.
Yeah, you can't do that now. But was an unwitting, unknowing accomplice to my getting in trouble for a teacher whose classes I never took. And now, as someone who enjoys woodworking, I really wish I would have taken some of his tech ed and shop classes. I could have learned a lot.
Wow.
That's what a lot of students say that I have had in the past or have not had. They said, I wish I would have taken your class because now I'm interested in doing some of that stuff. So now they got to go on YouTube to figure it all out.
And then,
or take a class, at like MATC then too. So.
Oh, man.
I'm so glad you called. Oh,
and thanks to your son for listening too and letting us go down memory lane. Please tell me this is the worst thing your signature was ever used for.
I think as far as I know.
Ned?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay,
I think it was.
Good.
Let's see. There's been a few times, like kids, we used to have it where when you took attendance, you had to put it out in the hallway, like post it on the wall.
Yeah.
Well, then if the kid was gone, the students would go around and pick them up. But they could cross the name out, and then you put your initial on there. So I don't know how many times that may have happened. So
this might be a lesson to have a bit tougher of a signature for anyone listening right now. Otherwise, you become an accomplice.